One of the bills heard this week, Senator, deals with wind farms in Missouri.
Right, it does. Actually, it was a property tax bill that has to do with how wind farms are assessed in the counties. It was interesting. Most of us didn't realize until this issue came up that depending on ownership of a wind farm, the property taxation policy is different if it's owned by a public utility or if it's owned by a private interest. This came to my attention when I spoke to one of my local county assessors, and he pointed out that on those wind farms that are assessed to public utilities, that county got almost none of the property taxes assessed because of the method. I won't go into the details of the method, but that was the result, even though the impact is essentially all in the county. Bill that declares that those wind farms will be assessed the same way, whether they're privately or publicly owned, and that the county will receive those property taxes as opposed to them being distributed differently. That'll be of great benefit to at least one of the counties that I represent and to some of her counties as well. So I was really pleased to see us perfect that. I hope it stays intact through the House. You know how tax bills are. They typically will pick up a lot of additional weight. It may come back to us with other tax policy changes attached, but I'm hoping we can hold that one throughout the process.
It's also a plus, as you mentioned, and is that it's come early on in session. Sometimes these bills have a tendency to not hit the floor till mid-April, early May sometimes.
That's right. And of course, that really, the calendar becomes your enemy pretty quickly in the legislative session.
This week also, a lot of time spent on Senate Bill 7. That's the joinder and venue bill. And it's, again, another bill starting earlier than later, but a lot of pieces and a lot of time spent on this issue this time, too.
This was considered a high priority bill by our caucus, hence the low bill number. Senate Bill 7 represents that it was filed early and assigned early. It contains a number of measures that we have worked for years to try to address. They're largely affect in St. Louis City, where their courts have, in my opinion, deliberately ignored existing law in when they deal with joinder or venue. Joinder is when two parties join together in a lawsuit, and venue is just where that lawsuit should happen, according to law. Some of the abuses that we've seen there have actually gotten St. Louis labeled as one of the top judicial hellholes, quote unquote, in the country. This bill was greatly impacted by a recent Supreme Court opinion that was handed down on February 13th that basically said the way that the legislature has continued to contest that joinder and venue should happen was exactly right, and the courts in St. Louis City were wrong, and this opinion upended all of the things that they've been doing wrong and said that the cases that had been filed could no longer be filed together and that they couldn't be put someplace that they didn't belong just because a court says they could. This was a major change, and it really helped us push this bill forward because of that Supreme Court opinion. It included a number of other measures of tort reform that we've been trying to accomplish for a number of years. In the shadow of that court case, it really gave us a place to stand and good sound arguments to make that this really needed to be done and the issues that this bill addressed would improve, largely improve, the situation, the legal situation Missouri is in when it comes to how tort cases are pursued.
Does the court decision impact this bill in terms of, this is a strange way of asking, is it needed, but is it impacted in terms of, does something has to be passed now or anything like that?
Well, there were a couple of things that were done in the bill, and we actually had the bill on the Senate floor for nearly 16 hours. Some of the changes that were made from its original version were definitely directly impacted by the court case. One of those was that we, instead of addressing joinder and venue in the bill, we simply referred to the court case and said, this is the way it's supposed to happen, and it needs to happen this way from now on. The other part is what's called a savings clause that was added to the end of the bill as a part of the negotiation, and that captures some of the cases that are upended by the court and says the ones that trial dates have already been set on can be pursued as is. The court's opinion would have upended those all. In order to get this bill passed, we did accommodate some of those requests from the plaintiff's attorney side that preserved some of those cases. So in that way, the court case very definitely impacted the legislation.